My time at the Yaz Summer Conservatory was some of the best time I've ever had.
You meet all these new people and you get the chance to work with a ton of new people, which is awesome.
Nora Eckstein, the amazing writer who wrote all of the shows, just created such an original play that no one had ever heard of before.
Having a character written specifically for me in the plays was one of the coolest experiences.
That was really cool. It's not something that most young actors can say they've had done, but when Nora writes a role for you, it really is the right role for you.
You get to work with people who are younger than you and who are older than you.
Definitely got me out of my comfort zone. And we'd spend 2 weeks with these kids and you'd really grow to be more of a family.
And then you become friends outside of the conservatory.
I'm surrounded by these incredible actors and I'm constantly learning new things.
Come to camp!
Hi, you're listening to Business This Week with Saul Mejia. My name is Rebecca Valadez, and from my family all the way to yours, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Let's get this turned up.
Turn it up
now.
Expanding 2 decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now from the studios at Zolan Radio, KROJ 101.5. Here's your host, Saul Mejia.
Good afternoon and welcome back to your show, Business This Week on KROJ 101.5, right here in the beautiful Panorama City in the San Fernando Valley. Today, it's my honor, it's my pleasure to welcome Ms. Nora Eckstein. She is the founder of Yaz. Young Actors Space in Sherman Oaks, California, one of the most prestigious schools in the San Fernando Valley, where several celebrities have come out from. Such names as Jessica Biel, Candace Cameron, Kirk Cameron, Scott Taylor Compton, Leonardo DiCaprio, Hilary Duff, Jake Gyllenhaal, Tobey Maguire, Danica McKellar, River Phoenix, Efren Ramirez, Emma Stone, Hilary Swank, Elia Wood, and many more have come out of this prestigious school. Please welcome Ms. Nora Eckstein to Business This Week. Hello, Nora. How are you? Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hey, San Fernando Valley. This is Nora Eckstein wishing you the most wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Thanksgiving. Happy New Year to all.
Okay, Nora, please tell us, how did you get started in the entertainment industry?
Okay, well, I grew up in the entertainment industry, so I had, lucky for me, I had a little bit of a head start in terms of experience and exposure. My mother is an actor, or she was an actor, she passed away a few years ago, but she was a stage actor and television, and she did a few movies as well. Some people know her from the original Dick Van Dyke Show with Mary Tyler Moore. She played Millie, the next door neighbor. And she was also more recently on a series called The Nanny, and she played Grandma Yetta on that show. And even more recently, she was on an HBO series called Getting On with Lord Metcalf. And, that was her final show, and she had a great time doing it. She was acting up until just weeks before she passed away, so she was really lucky and fortunate. And then she was married to my stepfather, who was also an actor. He was a character actor. And my father was a writer-producer, and he wrote the original TV series, The Untouchables, and also he produced and wrote the TV series, The Fugitive. And he did a lot of other things. He actually gave Steven Spielberg his first big role, job directing a movie called Duel. And that was one of Steven Spielberg's first big things. So my father had quite an interesting career, too. And my little sister's also an actress. Some people know her from the series Lizzie McGuire. She played the mother, Mrs. McGuire, on that show. And she also has a new movie coming out, which I should plug, called The Last Champion. It's going to be out next week, a movie she made with her husband and her daughter. So I was pretty steeped in it, and I always wanted to be an actor when I was growing up and a writer. Those were my two goals. And I went to college and actually got a degree in creative drama and theater for children because I had two loves. I loved acting and theater, and I loved working with kids. And so I was lucky enough to get a degree. And then I worked for a while as an actor. I was a member of a theater company for about 10 years that was in Hollywood. It was right on Hollywood Boulevard, sort of catty corner from where the Pantages is. It was called American Theater Arts. And I acted and also taught classes there. And while I was teaching there, I met Diane Harden, who was the founder of Young Actor Space, and she was desperately looking for help, and she met me, and we just hit it off and had an amazing collaboration. And that's when we started the school there on Van Nuys Boulevard, and we were one of the few acting schools at that time for young people. There was Lois Auer, who had taught all through the 60s and 50s, and one other teacher who was working with young people. And not much else. The philosophy at that time in the industry was that children shouldn't study acting because it would ruin their natural instincts. And we disagreed with that, and we thought that children were able to have skills and have professional acting skills. And so we started teaching them like professionals, and it became hugely, hugely successful because when the kids had an idea, they weren't just getting fed lines. They really knew how to explore a character, how to touch into their own emotions, to act and keep things real and listen and have just, you know, professional acting skills. And they started doing much better. And we had a huge success. And we taught Yeah, it's so many kids. We've had thousands of students through the years and an incredibly successful alumni. So it was very exciting.
Well, I am so glad that you did exactly that. Thanks to adults like you, there was children like me, you know. I was one of those kids that I feel like, you know what, I truly believe that if you treat a kid like a kid, well, he'll behave like a kid. But if you give him an opportunity to actually learn, to actually educate himself or herself, they can actually learn just like any other adult, and they will actually top you once in a while. So I believe the children are capable of actually acting, living as an adult if you actually teach them. So in certain cases, as an example, when it comes down to their career, I think it's important to give them the opportunity to actually be themselves, but also give them the opportunity to be treated with respect and treated as an adult. A lot of people use age as an excuse why to not do something or why to do something. That's just an excuse. I personally started at a pretty young age my career as well. I started around the age of 14, and by the age of 16, I was already involved with the ROTC, and we had similar issues. A lot of people thought that if you joined the ROTC, that means that you were going to join the military or that you were forced to join the military. Well, I never did join the military, but I did end up doing 4 years in ROTC, and I learned so much from it. And even though it didn't become my career, it actually became a very important lesson in life, and it has served me well for many years, even up to today. So I'm glad that people like you believe in the children. I'm so glad that people like you actually believe in the kids, that they can actually make it happen. And obviously we have amazing performances and definitely had great success because people like you believe in the kids, and the kids obviously show that they can be everything that they want to be. But something else that I wanted to mention is the fact that a lot of people don't know anything about jazz, about young actor space. Only very few people within the circle actually know that it exists. And one of the reasons is because it's quite prestige. And it's not that they're hiding, it's the fact that they only believe that it will succeed through word of mouth. That they believe that actually when they do their jobs, they do such an outstanding job, the people will talk about it. The people would actually tell each other, you know what, this is the best school there is in the San Fernando Valley for acting for children. It has earned the reputation. I personally, that's how I got it. I actually got it by word of mouth, and that's how most of us know it actually exists. So we're very proud of the accomplishments that Jazz had, and but it's still one of the best kept secrets in the San Fernando Valley.
It's very true. It was a secret because we had a philosophy of never advertising. So it was completely word of mouth. There was, we would get agent referrals, and we would get, you know, word of mouth, and casting directors would refer actors to us, but we never advertised. We never needed to. Nowadays, there's a lot more competition. There's a lot more schools. But when we started, we had waiting lists. We had so many kids, and we had an enormous success with multiple Oscar winner alumni and Emmy winners, and hugely successful alumni. It's very gratifying. But also, you know, I had a kids who also learned to love to read or became president of their class. They get so much out of an acting class, even if they're not a, you know, become a movie star, that it informs their life in a really deep and meaningful way.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about when I mentioned the ROTC. I do believe it's the same thing. It applies. You learn so much. That includes discipline, that includes working as a team, and so many other traits that kids can learn. So even if they don't become megastars, because they never get promised to be megastars, so nobody ever said that they will be megastars. But this is such a great school, the kids get the opportunity to actually be who they are. And if they are born, you know, with that talent, with that energy, with simply being the best, well, they were born with it. They just needed someone to actually guide them and properly show them the ropes, to show them properly the way they need to be in order to be successful. And I believe Jazz is definitely the place for the kids to actually be able to have such a training, to be able to have that type of training.
That's true. I think we have we've always never promised stardom or anything, but we just promised that you will have fun. You know, it's got to be fun. And we take all comers. We don't have anybody audition. Anybody who wants to come and study is welcome, whether they're professional, whether they're aspiring, or whether they just want to see if it's something that they might like. It's been, that's one of the, another reason for our success is because we have all different levels. And one of the things that's interesting about young actors is that they're, and all actors, I mean, I look at my mother who was 87 and still acting, but it's always a growing experience because as you age, your life experience changes and the kind of parts you're playing changes, even from between, you know, 8 and 11. It's a completely different thing. So, and as you get older, the same thing. You're going to have a different, bring a different life experience to the table at 23 than you are at 43. And so it's a constant learning experience. And that's one of the cool things about acting is you, it's a lifelong journey of learning.
Well, I believe that applies to pretty much any career. My mother has a 60-year career as a cosmetologist, and I believe applies to every career. When you have a passion, when you love what you do, you don't see the years passing by because you're just having fun. You're just enjoying what you do, and it could be never ending. It could be forever and ever because you're actually just having fun. And who wants to quit having fun? Who wants to quit actually living and breathing what you love to do? So I believe it applies to any career. When you do love what you do, when you're enjoying what you do, there's no reason why would you ever want to quit. And well, it's a lifetime commitment. And with that, we're going to go to our musical break. But when we come back, we will continue talking to Miss Nora Eckstein, and she will be telling us what were some of the struggles she had to encounter when she began her career in her academy, Young Actor Space.
Hi, this is Billy Davis Jr., and you're listening to KROJ 101.5 FM. Business This Week. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Remember the reason for the season.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
It wouldn't be Christmas. It wouldn't be here at all. Baby. It wouldn't be Christmas. No Christmas tree standing tall. Under the Christmas tree. It wouldn't be Christmas. It wouldn't be here at all. Baby. It wouldn't be Christmas. No Christmas tree standing tall. No Santa's sleigh.
We are back, and today we have on the line Ms. Nora Eckstein, one of the founders of YAS, Young Actors Space in Sherman Oaks, California. Today, she's talking to us about her journey, some of the struggles, and some of the success that she had while running this prestigious school in Sherman Oaks, California. So tell us, Nora, what were some of the struggles that you had to endure when you began your career or when you started with this school?
Well, it's interesting. We had, I'll tell you an interesting thing, that when we first started, it was not too long after we started, they had the scandal with the preschool that they were accusing everybody of molesting children and everything, and it was all ended up being a complete fiasco, and it wasn't true. It was all made up, all these accusations, but people were rabid about it. And I don't even say the name of the school because it wasn't true and those poor people were falsely accused, but everybody had to stop hugging children and we had to be so careful about false accusations. And it was very constricting in terms of creating an environment where you want kids to be open and to be affectionate and to explore all of their feelings. And it was a challenge, I think, to try and work our way around that and not being allowed to hug a child or to even touch them. And especially if they might do a scene where they were crying and they were upset and we felt like, you want to give them a hug and congratulate them for, tapping into something deep. And it was I would say that was one of the big challenges we had to begin with.
Yeah, I think that's a challenge all the time. And every time when you're dealing with kids, you have to be very careful about the way that you approach, about the way that you talk, about the way that you address some of these kids, because we are in a society, especially nowadays, that is quite delicate when it comes down to that. But one of the beauties of Jazz is that it's not a brand new school. It's not a brand new institute. It's been around for decades by now, and it has an incredible, reputable name, that a lot of people recognize. Anybody who's in the industry and they know the seriousness of this institution, they wouldn't question it ever again. And I don't think anybody would ever question it again because it has a very, very strong reputation. And we're proud of you guys. But tell me, Nora, who were some of the people that helped you when you were getting started?
Oh, there are so many people. Well, I have to acknowledge Diane Harden, who was the muse behind the whole thing. And she kind of swept me along with her. And then we had a lot of agents who were incredibly supportive, Judy Savage and the entire Savage agency, and Arletta, who had a wonderful agency, and I'm going to forget. There were so many agents who helped us out and sent their clients to us, and it was a win-win because they sent their clients with the confidence that they knew that we would, that we would deliver. And then all the parents who supported us and had word of mouth. One of the things that's the most gratifying, Saul, I have to tell you, is that now when I teach, I rarely have a class where I don't have a second generation student, where I don't have the child of a former student. And that's just the greatest compliment. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And I especially am gratified when I see my second generation students and the old students who come to visit. That's really lovely. And so I have to thank all of the parents too, who came and stuck with us for years and generations.
Well, I fully have to agree with you. And I know exactly what you're saying. Back in the days when I was young, I was like I mentioned earlier, I was in the ROTC and I had the opportunity to actually train a few cadets, within the battalion. And it's pretty amazing that I actually trained some of them. They did pretty well in their life. They end up joining the service. And some of them, they're still part of the service as it is right now. But what's really, really touching and mind-blowing is the fact that it didn't stop right there. It continued to grow. So now their nephews, their nieces, their family members also want to be like them. And they want to grow up to be just like them. And that's something that I did that I feel proud of. I trained some of these people, and now they serve as role models to other generations and to other people. And it goes from one generation to the other. I personally have had the honor to actually realize that I have touched probably three different generations, and it's really mind-blowing. It's really crazy to realize that a lot of these people's lives have changed thanks to the work that we've done in the past. So it's beautiful. It's quite amazing.
It couldn't be more rewarding. Those ripples, you never know how far they're gonna go. It's very exciting. It's that phrase, you know, it's cliche, but it's so true. As you say, I touch the future, I teach. It's really true.
All right, Nora, and tell us, when did you know that your academy was gonna be successful, or that it had potential to be successful?
I think I knew when it was pretty quickly into it, because it only took a few years. And it's interesting because there's two, I'm hesitating because of two businesses, because we had the school, and then Diane Harden and I also had a management company, and we managed a lot of young actors for about 20 years. That took maybe a little bit longer to get off the ground. And we took some of the cream of the crop students, and we helped them specifically with their careers, even though we still had, kept the school going and had a lot of other students. But I would say when we moved to the Van Nuys location, Van Nuys Boulevard location, and we had to annex the building next door to build another classroom. And that was very exciting, because we just didn't have enough room. Two classrooms weren't enough. We had to have a third. And then later we sort of squeezed in a fourth room too for a while there. But three classrooms, and that's what we still have now.
And with that, we're going to go to another musical break. But don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Miss Nora Eckstein is going to be giving advice to all those new people who want to be an actor, or who inspire to be an actor or actress. And you do not want to miss this advice from one of the expert coaches in the entire industry. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hello, my name is Noel Lee, and you are listening to KROJ 101.5 FM with Saul. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas to the San Fernando Valley, from our family to yours. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Signing off from the head monster, Noel Lee.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle and a jingling beat. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
It's the right time to rock the night away. It's the right time to rock the night away.
To rock the night away.
It's the right time to rock the night away. It's the right time to rock the night away.
What a bright time, it's the right time.
are back. Today, we have on the line Ms. Nora Eckstein, one of the founders of JAS, Young Actors Space, in Sherman Oaks, California, one of the most prestigious schools in the entire entertainment industry. This school specializes in teaching young students who want to become future actors, actresses, producers, directors, and anything related to the film industry. Nora Eckstein has decades of experience, and today she's here with us to actually give us a little bit of advice, to tell us a little bit about her journey and some of the struggles that she had to endure. So tell us, Nora, what advice would you give to the young people who are just getting started in the industry and would like to become an actor or an actress?
All right. Well, I think that if you want to become an actor, you're very lucky, because it's a wonderful, wonderful life. It's also an incredibly difficult life. So the first thing you have to ask yourself is, do I want to do this or do I have to do it? Is there something in me that must do it, that I can't even imagine ever doing anything else but that? That's the only reason to become an actor, if you're driven that hard, because it's very difficult. It's incredibly competitive. It's the highs are incredibly high, but the lows are just devastating. So you have to really be prepared for quite a roller coaster ride, and you have to want it that badly that you don't mind working a second job, you know, for years and years and years until you can support yourself through acting. It's a very difficult. But if you're one of those people who just can't even imagine doing anything else, then you want to find yourself a great coach, a great acting class, and maybe try a few until you find somebody who you connect with, because everybody will have something to offer you. And then you just go into the next class like you don't know anything, like you're an open book, you've never known anything, and you just absorb everything they teach you, because you learn skills that will help you at different times. So you might say, I've got a scene here that I have to be scared out of my mind. Well, I learned something about having to act out fear in this class, and in another class, maybe you learned how to scream, or you learned how to be powerful. So all different classes are going to give you different skills that will help you in other areas, or when your instincts fail you. You also should watch as much theater and as many movies as you can. Read as much as you can, because language is the art of theater. We're always telling a story. That's the actor's basic job, is to tell a story. So the more you familiar you are with how to tell a story and what makes an interesting story, the better you'll be with dealing with material. You'll have an affinity for the material that will get you a little, open that door wider for you in terms of your performance, in terms of the richness of your performance, if you really understand story. So I think reading plays, reading books, reading novels, reading history, all those things is incredibly useful. And then just act any place you can. It doesn't have to be professional. It can be in your school play. It can be in your neighborhood community theater. Anywhere you have a chance to act, do it. Anytime you have a chance to get up in front of a class, don't walk through it. Take advantage. Make it excellent. And don't say, oh, it won't be cool if I am trying too hard. You always want to give it your best shot. Anytime you have a chance to get up in front of people, give it your best shot.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Nora Eckstein, for that. It really, truly is inspiring, and it touched my heart. You almost make me tear up right here. You almost make me cry. I think it's beautiful. I think it really comes from your heart. You can tell the passion. You can tell the love that you have for what you do. You can tell that you really enjoy what you do thanks to the work that you've done. A lot of people's lives have changed, and a lot of young people has had a successful career thanks to your work, thanks to your patience, thanks to your effort. It really comes through, and it shows how much love you have for what you do. So thank you so much for being one of the best, and thank you for inspiring people like me and so many other people around the globe.
Oh, thank you. Now, you're making me cry now. Thank you.
All right, Nora, tell us where we can find more information about JAS, Young Actors Space.
All right. Well, I would say the best place is to go to youngactorsspace.com. youngactorsspace.com. That's two S's, youngactorsspace.com. And you can, we have a really wonderful website, and you can find out more about all of our alumni, all of our classes that are going on. They're having virtual classes. They're having Zoom classes every week now. And, they're probably taking a winter break now. I don't know exactly the schedule, but I know they'll be starting in January. And we have a great staff, and they're all on board and doing great Zoom classes for the duration. And hopefully by next summer, we'll be back to our regular classes.
Well, thank you so much for everything, Nora. Please let us know if we can be of help. We actually know a few people in the film industry that might be interested of hiring some of your kids. And anything related to that, please let us know. Stay in touch.
I will let you know, and I'll let you know. Patrick Day is running the school now, and I'm sure that he would, be interested in getting involved. And especially as soon as COVID's over, and then I'll be down if it's safe, I'll be down next summer again to do another show. So that's what I've been doing. I live in Washington now, but I've been coming down to do the summer workshops, but, sadly not this year, but I'm hoping we'll be able to do it next year.
We certainly hope so too. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being here today with us. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to see you in the future.
Okay.
God bless. Take care.
Thank you so much, Al. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That concludes our interview to Ms. Nora Eckstein, who's one of the founders of YAS, Young Actors Space, in Sherman Oaks, California. We also want to remind you that next week, we're going to be celebrating our 10th annual Christmas concert. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we're not going to be able to celebrate it physically, but we are going to be transmitting it right here on your show, Business This Week, right here on KROJ 101.5 FM, as well as online at www.businessthisweek.us. So make sure that you don't miss it. We have plenty of celebrities, personalities, and dignitaries that are going to be stopping by to say hello. We have so far confirmed California State Assembly Adrena Sidon, or local California State Assembly member. We're going to have a 6-time Grammy winning Mr. Billy Davis talking to us about his most recent Christmas hit. And we're going to be talking to 2-time Grammy winning producer David Salas, who was also presenting us a new Christmas hit. We're going to have Mr. Sal Rodriguez, the legendary drummer from War the Band. Also, we're going to have on the line Miss Katie Wallen. She's an award-winning film producer and actress. We're going to have Amber Martinez, who's a winning actress, performer, and model. We're going to have with us Miss Songwriting Shane, who we had in the past. She's an award-winning music producer, singer, and songwriter. We're going to have the boss right here, Mr. Francisco Verdin, who's the president and CEO of Radio Lean, KROJ 101.5 FM. We're going to have Pastor Walter Clark from Panorama City Baptist Church reminding us the true meaning of Christmas. We also going to have Chef Cheryl from Great Taste Aid. Once again, she's going to be telling us what is the proper way to cook your turkey for Christmas Day. So don't miss it. We also have a few sponsors. We're going to have a couple of our sponsors, including Walmart, Business This Week, of course, on Bug Me Pest Control, Domino's Pizza, Caesars Photography, Total Wireless, and 7-Eleven. They're going to be giving us some of the gifts that we're going to be giving out for free for our community. We're going to have some gift cards. We're going to have some free goodies. So make sure that you listen to this episode so that you can win some of our free stuff. So don't forget, we look forward to see you next week right here on your show, Business This Week. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to enjoy or Christmas music. Have an awesome day.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Hertzberg, a majority leader in the California Senate, representing you for many years through all corners of the San Fernando Valley. Represented the heart of the San Fernando Valley when I was Speaker of the Assembly and fought for us all the time. And I just want to take a moment to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and every other holiday that's celebrated through this extraordinarily diverse and wonderful San Fernando Valley that I just love with every inch of my heart. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and everything else that's in between when you celebrate during the holidays, to all of those folks. And thanks to everybody at the Chamber for being so community-wise and helping for all of us together here in the San Fernando Valley. Thank you so very much.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM.
I
heart of the valley, Panorama City, with over 20,000 businesses, is the place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
Well, my name is David Salas. I'm a music producer. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year, and better things are ahead of us. And I wish you all to be safe and healthy.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Hola, my name is Julia Vera, and happy to leave you a beautiful Christmas message. I just want to express my deep feelings for this time of the year. It's the birth of our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. We have the tradition of celebrating His birthday as Christmas. So I'm wishing you and all your listeners and friends a very, very Merry Christmas. And let nothing or anybody stop us from celebrating this wonderful, wonderful day. So to all of you, let's keep fighting, praying, so that this horrible disease leave our country, leave our people, leave the whole world. So with all my heart, I wish everyone also a very healthy, and happy and wealthy new year.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare
and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. The sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of.
This is Michael Bublé, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Make a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. When you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
Hi, this is Frances Prado, the inventor of hanging tickets, and I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
In this moment, holding the night so close, hanging on, still unbroken, while outside the thunder rolls. Listen now. Against life's bitter cold, these are the days, the sweetest days we'll know.
At Young Actors Space, we specialize in classes and coaching for kids of all ages. Our classes teach you to find truthful performances through improvisation, scene study, and on-camera technique. We explore objectives, behavior, relaxation, and trust. Our goal is to help you become comfortable with your instrument and ready to show up to set relaxed, confident, secure, and excited to take direction.
Outside of here in the industry, that can be somewhat negative. And when that's happening, it's very important for my actors to know that they need to take care of themselves so they can be the best version of themselves every day. And what's really important for us here at Young Actors Space is that people walk out of our front door excited for their next audition.
Register today at youngactorspace.com.